Storm Prep from Living It Daily. There's a thing we have in Florida, but it isn't exclusive to us. That thing is called hurricane season. It comes around every year and runs from June 1st through November 30th. It isn't something we think about every moment of every day in those months, but it does require us to pay attention to what's going on weather-wise. Last year was an off year for us as far as hurricanes heading our way and making landfall. It was a relatively calm season, and calm, in this case, was a welcome thing. But calm doesn't mean I've forgotten what came before it. The best way to understand what I mean is to look back at the hurricane seasons of 2022 and 2024. In 2022, we had the worst hurricane I've ever experienced in my 64 years of living in this part of Florida. Its name was Ian, and it affected far more than just where I live. 2 years later, we had two hurricanes hit us within 3 weeks of each other. They weren't as severe as Ian, but they still caused real damage and upended people's lives. And they hit just as folks were finally making good progress recovering from Ian. Now, 4 years after Ian, people are still repairing and rebuilding what that storm and those other two caused. There's been a lot of positive progress, but there's still much left to do. You may recognize the names of those other two storms, Helene and Milton. Helene made a close pass to us, but devastated western North Carolina. Milton hit about 45 miles north of us. Although we felt the effects of both, what hit us hardest was the flooding caused by the storm surge. The most important thing I learned from that experience is what I titled this article, Storm Prep. It affected me enough that I wrote a short book about what I learned from living through three severe hurricanes in 2 short years, titled Three Hurricanes, 2 Years. Lessons learned from experiencing three severe hurricanes in 2 short years. Over the years, I've experienced plenty of hurricanes and storms of all kinds in Southwest Florida, some worse than others, but none like the three I've already mentioned. Thinking about them as we sit partway into another hurricane season has prompted me to look at storm prep a little differently. Every June through November, I know I need to pay closer attention to the weather possibilities that can affect us, sometimes severely. Before Ian, Helene, and Milton, I sort of paid attention to hurricane warnings, but I only took them half seriously. Usually, they weren't as bad as the weather people said they'd be. That's changed. As I thought about storm prep for this hurricane season, my mind drifted to the other kinds of storms I've faced in recent years, ones in my personal life and my business life. I started thinking about how I'd either prepared for them, ignored them, or learned to pay closer attention to the warning signs. For some, I just learned to prepare for the possibilities. One example, over 11 years ago, I probably ignored the warnings, though at the time I didn't really know what was going on. I just kept going about my days, running my service business, chalking up what I was feeling to getting older. Then one day, almost without warning, I had a heart attack. It meant 13 days in the hospital and bypass surgery. Everything turned out fine, but it was a storm I hadn't prepared for. Another storm involved my business and the changes I could see coming, but didn't move fast enough to prepare for. Most of it had to do with how technology was changing and how it would eventually affect my business. I figured that was a distant future problem. I noticed the warnings, but only halfway, and told myself I'd deal with it later. Funny how quickly later showed up, and how much scrambling it took to catch up. The point is this. We all face storms of different types and severities. Some give us plenty of time to prepare if we do our storm prep like we should. Others show up suddenly with barely any warning, and we're left to face them with no time to get ready. When we've done our storm prep ahead of time, even for the sudden ones, we get to respond instead of react. And experience, plus plain common sense, tells us it's always better to respond than react. Responding means we were at least somewhat prepared because we paid attention to the warnings, however subtle they were. Reacting means scrambling to make quick decisions, and because we missed or ignored the warning signs, we're more likely to get it wrong. and that can cost us dearly. I won't say I've arrived, but I'm learning to pay closer attention to the warning signs and to be better prepared for the storms that come with regularity into my life. I spend more time now evaluating possibilities and doing my storm prep for whatever storm life may bring, weather-related, physical, or spiritual. Because life brings more than just hurricanes. Storms come suddenly, or with plenty of warning. If we've done our storm prep, we'll be ready for whatever comes. Hey, this is Russ, and I'm still living it daily, and I'll see you next time. All views expressed are strictly the opinion of the writer. Copyright 2026. All rights reserved. Rusty Norman, PodcastNorm.com and LivingItDaily.com. All audio productions by www.PodcastNorm.com and Podcast Norm Productions. All music from Two Buck Themes from Mike Stewart, unless otherwise stated.